Welcome to Raider Rage. I am your host, DJ Smooth, and you are listening to Raider Rage on radio.dominican.edu. So, Raider Rage. So today, in today's show, we're going to talk about yesterday's game against the Cleveland Browns, talk about high points and low points of yesterday's game, and then the last segment, we'll preview next week's game against the Seattle Seahawks. But let's get into it and talk about yesterday's game. So yesterday's game, different week, same story. The Raiders lost again 23-13 to the Cleveland Browns, and it was, I don't want to say, well, it wasn't a bad performance by the Raiders. It was disappointing, like it is every week when the Raiders lose, but I don't know what else to say. Things are just not going our way. That's what it seems like. Things are not going our way. Raiders, like for example, Raiders' first drive was a fantastic drive. Fantastic. Until the end. It was the Raiders, you know, they started off the play. They started off the first drive with a 15-yard pass to Andre Holmes. Then a 15-yard rush to Darren McFadden gets a 15-yard rush. And we're driving down the field, which every team loves to see, especially on your first drive. Because your first drive is when you're not that warm. It's the beginning of the game, and you're not, like, in the game mode. But it was a nice drive. And then the Cleveland Browns defense holds, and we're setting up for a field goal, but they try to do a fake field goal attempt, and, like, I don't know, Matt Schaub ends up throwing an interception. And that just made no sense to me at all, because you have one of the strong, like, the kicker. Yes, Sebastian Janikowski, who has probably the strongest leg in the NFL out of all the kickers. And you don't trust them to make it was going to be a 54, 55-yard field goal. They should have just let him kick the field goal and try to get some points out of it instead of a retarded, unnecessary fake field goal attempt where it ends up in an interception and the Cleveland Browns get better field position and they end up scoring on their next drive. Yes, they only scored a field goal, but still. It could have been 3-0 Raiders instead of 3-0 Cleveland. So things just don't go our way. Like, the first half was pretty even. At the end of the first half, it was 9-6. It was 9-6 Cleveland Browns. And I'm watching this game saying, you know, we're looking good. We look like we're going to pull this one out this week, guys. Like, this might be the week we finally get our first victory. But then the second half comes and things just go downhill from that. They just go straight downhill from that. The first four possessions of the second half of the Oakland Raiders were 3 3 and outs and one fumble. And I'll get to the fumble right now, that's when it just hit rock bottom for us. So the Raiders were driving in the third quarter. It was like end of the third quarter, like 2 minutes left, two, 3 minutes left. And the Raiders are driving down the field. Good quarterback play from Derek Carr yesterday. He did nothing wrong. You know, he had 328 yards with the touchdown. Touchdown came at the end of the game, but still counts. McFadden, 12 carries, 59 yards. Not an outstanding game, but it's a decent game. That's what you expect from him. He's getting 5 yards a carry, so it's a decent game. So we're driving in the third quarter. The Raiders are, and we're in the Cleveland Brown territory. We're like around the 35, 30-yard line. And they give it off to McFadden. Beautiful blocking, big old hole. He runs through it. looks like he's going to take it to the house. It really does. But there's, you know, I didn't see so the Cleveland Browns safety comes up, hits McFadden, and of course, always happens, never fails, he fumbles the ball. And it goes right into the Cleveland Browns player's hand, and he takes it the other way. He doesn't score a touchdown, but he takes it the other way. They get a good field position. Cleveland gets the ball, scores a touchdown, 16-6. And the whole momentum changed after that. Because the Raiders defense did a fantastic job yesterday. I had no problems what the defense did. None at all. Yeah, they had a few penalties there, a few, big plays they gave up. But other than that, the defense was on point yesterday. They were doing what they were supposed to be doing. They held the Cleveland Browns to 2 of 12 on third down conversions. Cleveland only rushed for 39 yards. The run defense was great. Yeah, the pass defense gave up 267 yards, but that's going to happen. That's going to happen when you have four wide receiver sets. It's going to happen. Quarterback's going to make some throws and get some yards. So I'm not really mad about that. The Raiders did get one sack thanks to Justin Tuck. But the Raiders defense did a fantastic job. It's just the only reason why they for the first half, they held the Browns to field goals. Held them to 9 points. And then they gave up two touchdowns at the end because one of a turnover and another one, I think it was the other one. I don't know what happened. I think the other one, it was just, I think, was it a, no, it wasn't a fumble. It was, I think, a fourth down. They didn't convert on fourth down, the Raiders. And Cleveland just got the ball and took it and scored a touchdown. But so you can't blame the defense for those two touchdowns because one was a fumble and the whole momentum changed. And the other one, it was just the Raiders offense didn't convert on third down. So defense did their job yesterday. They did their job. But again, it's just the Raiders is just not going their way this year. It's just nothing's going their way. When it seems like, you know, they're finally going to break out of this slump and win a game and do something great on the field, something always happens. Either an interception, a fumble, a dumb penalty, or just something happens. That's been the story of this whole season, that something happens. All these games that the Raiders are close to winning, something happens. For example, the New England game against the Patriots. We were down 16-9 right there, first and goal at the 10-yard line. McFadden runs it in for a touchdown to tie the game, but that comes back because of a penalty, a holding penalty. Then after that, Derek Carr throws an interception, goes off our receiver's hands. What else? The Charger game. The Raiders gave up a late game-winning drive to Phillip Rivers. Lost 31-28. And now this game. The Raiders were driving. Were about to score a touchdown or at least tie the game, but McFadden ends up fumbling. So, it's just things are not going our way. They're not going the Raiders' way. And it's sad. It's very sad and unfortunate. But what can we do? There's nothing the Raiders can do, but instead of just fix it. It is disappointing. Very disappointing. Because the Raiders are better than what other people think. Like, I don't feel like our record shows what we actually bring to the table. I don't think the Raiders are 0-7. They're not an 0-7 team, or shouldn't be an 0-7 team. They are an 0-7 team, but they should not be an 0-7 team. They shouldn't. I think they have more talent to win. I just feel like these, you know, the first four games were bad because of the coaching, but I can't keep on blaming Dennis Allen. He's not there anymore, and we're still losing games. But I feel like if Tony Sparano did start the whole season as the head coach, things would be different. We wouldn't have an 0-7 record, but... Because the Raiders, since Dennis Allen's left, they've been playing competitive ball games. They haven't been getting blown out. They were there with the Cardinals, who are considered one of the best teams in the league. There with the Chargers, who were considered one of the best teams in the league. And went to Cleveland and played a competitive game. Until the end, where things just got out of control for the Raiders. It's just so, like, it's frustrating. Because I know that they are better than what the record states. Honestly, the Raiders should have 3-4 wins at least. At least this year. At least 3 or 4 wins. But, you know, there's no shoulda, woulda, coulda's. It's on, you gotta just... You got to deal with what's in front of you. And right now we're 0-7, considered the worst team in the league. And looking towards next year, because honestly, we're going to probably be one of the contenders for the number one overall draft pick. And our scouts are probably are off to work, going to other college games and scouting players to help this team for next year. There's 9 games left, and... see what the Raiders can do out of these 9 games. And it's not, yeah, like I've been saying earlier this year, it's not getting any easier. They got to go to Seattle next year to play the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champions. Got to play the Denver Broncos twice still. Got to play Kansas City Chiefs twice. Play San Diego one more time. They still got to play the San Francisco 49ers. So it's not looking like a lot of wins. They're not looking like a lot of winning opportunities on our schedule. Honestly, like, I'm looking at the stats right here, and the Raiders really did nothing wrong. They had more first downs than Cleveland. Their third down efficiency was better than the Browns. They ran more plays than the Browns. They outpassed the Cleveland Browns, and they outrushed the Cleveland Browns. Even though the Raiders only rushed for 71 yards, they outrushed them. So it just... I was watching the game, and then I watched it again this morning. I was watching looking at the highlights, and it's just honestly just nothing goes our way. That's how it feels. It feels like we're doing everything right, but we're just not getting the result we want. That's what it seems like. It really does. That's what it seems like. It's just we're not getting what we want. We did have 3 turnovers, 2 fumbles, and an interception. That was the difference of the game, was the turnovers. Browns had 0. We had 3. All 3 led the points. The 2 fumbles led to 2 touchdowns, and the 1 interception led to a field goal. That's 17 points right there. Now imagine if we, you know, had less turnovers. It would have been a whole different ballgame. Derek Carr did great. He's proved again that he's capable of running this team for the future. And the future does look bright for the Raiders. McFadden, he's not back to that form where he's rushing for 1,000 yards, but he's staying healthy, staying on the field, and he's producing. So Maurice Jones-Drew got some touches yesterday. Didn't do a lot with them, but he got some touches. James Jones is looking like a number one receiver out there, looking like a veteran leader. Andre Holmes is looking like a nice number two option. offensive line looked nice. They did allow three sacks, but other than that, they gave Derek Carr time, gave the running backs, McFadden and Jones-Drew, some holes to run through. The front seven looked nice. They put pressure on Brian Hoyer, the Cleveland Browns quarterback. And he said that, you know, Brian Hoyer gave praise to Khalil Mack, the Raiders' rookie linebacker, and said that he's one of the best they've played against this whole year. So Khalil Mack's looking like a nice centerpiece for the defense for the upcoming future. C.O. Moore, the other outside linebacker, is having a solid year. Charles Woodson, at his old age, is still proving to be one of the top defensive backs in the league. DJ Hayden came back. He did allow a touchdown, but he's getting back in the thick of things. So once he gets time under his belt, hopefully he'll be a nice centerpiece on the outside. So Raiders got a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. That's looking promising. They're looking promising, and it looks like it's gonna be about. It looks like it's almost time for the Raiders to start to be contenders again and to start being winners. They just gotta get that right coach, and they just gotta get a leader. They gotta get a leader, because that's what the Raiders have been missing for these last 12 years. Other than bad talent, not that much talent. But the Raiders have been missing that leader that people respect. And they kind of have that in Tony Sparano. Let's just see how the rest of the season goes. But if they can find this leader, either on the field or off the field, if Derek Carr emerges as this leader, or if we get a coach who is respected in the locker room, just watch out. And I just feel like if they get that, then the Raiders will become, I'm not saying Super Bowl contenders, but they will become a competitive team that is contending for a playoff spot. Which I felt like coming into this year, that I felt that the Raiders would be contending for a playoff spot. Just things haven't gone our way, and that's just been the story of our year. Things have not gone our way. The ball's not bouncing our way. We're not making the passes that we're supposed to complete. It's just things have not gone our way. And hopefully things turn around in these last 9 games. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyways, when we come back, we will get into highs and lows of yesterday's game. So just stay tuned after this quick break. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and this is Raider Rage with your host, DJ Smooth.
I'm free, but I'm focused. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken shit. I'm sick, but I'm pretty, baby. And what it all boils down to is that no one's really got it figured out just yet. 'Cause I've got
you're a thug. You will want me to thank you, and I did. Invited a guest up on TU. You announced that you had moved in. What do you plan to do with all your freedom? The new sheriff said, quite proud of his badge. You must admit the land is now in good hands. Yes, time will tell that you just lift your lamp. I will follow. Just tell your gods for me. I'm better off this year. They're free to leave. Yes, they're free to leave.
Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am your host, DJ Smooth, and it's a beautiful Monday afternoon here in, up in the Bay Area. So, again, Raiders lost 23-13 to the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And now we're going to get into highs and lows of the game. So let's start off with the bad news. Lows, one big low of yesterday's game was the offense could not score any points. The Raiders have been struggling to score points this year, and it's shown. The Raiders have only scored the Raiders have one game where they've scored more than 14 points. And that was against the San Diego Chargers, where they lost 31-28. But other than that, it's been 14 or under. And you can't do that. And you can't do that in the NFL if you expect to win games. And you can only do that if your defense is one of the top five defenses in the league, and the Raiders do not have a top five defense in the league. So the offense has to start putting points on the board. 13 points, 14 points is not going to cut it. And yeah, I do give Derek Carr his praise because he does deserve it. He threw for 328 yards. So He's moving the ball, but not putting the ball in the end zone is hurting the Raiders a lot. It's hurting them a lot. It is. They got to get points on the board. They got to, you know, be competitive, because the defense can't hold for as long as they can. Like, they did a good damn job of doing it yesterday. They held Cleveland to 9 points until the fourth quarter. But the Raiders couldn't score. They had an opportunity to score and just didn't do it. And Derek Carr's got to start throwing touchdowns. McFadden's got to start rushing into the touchdown. And there's these plays that the Raiders call, and it's just so dumb. They're so dumb. Like, for example, it was first and 20 in like the third quarter, and we needed to, you know, just hold on the ball for a little bit, and they throw a wide receiver screen for a loss of 2 yards. I was like, what is that? There's honestly some plays that they just draw up that is just does not make any sense. Like, that's not the right situation to call that play. Like, we got 20 yards to gain. So for another first down, and you're throwing a little bubble screen to the wide receiver. It's so bad. It's so frustrating. There's honestly things like, some things I just can't, what are you thinking? That's honestly when I'm screaming at the televisions, like, what are you thinking? Why are you calling up plays like that? When McFadden was running to the ball, he's running, and then he fumbled. I was so juiced and so excited and pumped. And I was like, go, McFadden, go. And then he fumbled. And then I just like, wow. People were laughing at me. My roommates were laughing at me. Laughing at us. But anyways, Raiders got to start scoring points. 13, 14 points is not cutting it. It's not cutting it. They got to start. It's I've never seen a team this, struggle this much to score points. And trust me, I've seen some bad teams in my 19 years of life. I've seen some bad teams. And is this is honestly like, there's a struggling. It's honestly a struggle to score points. There's just like so much, like it's like so much happens, like penalty here, penalty there. Oh, almost fumbled but recovered, sacked, almost intercepted but not intercepted. It's just like it takes like all our energy just to put points on the board. That's what it seems like. It really does. And when we finally score, like the fans are like excited, like we throw a party every time we score, even if it's a field goal. It's like, yeah, we finally got some points on the board. But, yeah, I've never seen a Raider team struggle this much. And I've seen some bad Raider teams who don't have quarterbacks as good as Derek Carr. Yeah, but, the offense got to start putting points on the board. Because our defense can't hold for as long as it can, the offense wants it to. Defense did a hell of a job yesterday, and that's my high. The defense played great. They really did. Yeah, we lost. Yeah, they, you know, gave up some penalties, gave up some long plays, but defense did a hell of a job. And you might be looking at the score, well, they smooth. They gave up 23 points, but 23 points, it's not as bad as it looks. Because they held Cleveland to 9 points for most of the game. Cleveland only scored these two touchdowns because of two fumbles. That's the only reason why. Other than if you take those two turnovers away. Actually, if you take three turnovers away, the defense really only gave up 6 points. Three turnovers led to 17 points of the Cleveland Browns. And the offense gave it up yesterday. Defense did great. Justin Tuck got a sack. We were putting pressure on the quarterback. We stopped the run. Cleveland only rushed for 39 yards, and they were considered one of the best rushing teams in the league. They had three running backs that were decent. You know, they had Ben Tate. And who else? Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West. Ben Tate, his first five carries were for like -5 yards. So the Raiders did a fantastic job on defense, on rush defense. Yeah, they gave up some big plays to these receivers and gave up and let Brian Hoyer throw for 275 yards. But they did all right. Defense did their job. They did what they were supposed to do. They came to play yesterday. They didn't get no turnovers, but they came to play yesterday. And that's where the offense has got to help out. The offense has got to reward the defense by scoring points. It has to. Because it's like games like this, it's like a one-side effort. It's got to be a whole team. Like the defense was playing hard throughout the whole game. And they gave the offense opportunities to take the lead and score. Because trust me, if the defense could score some points, they would. Like, if they had the ball as ball possession as the offense did, the defense would try to score some points. But it's hard to score on defense. You need, you know, you need to create turnovers. And that's the only thing the defense really didn't do yesterday was create turnovers. They've had opportunities to create turnovers, but it didn't happen. It's just, yeah, but back to the offense, they're really struggling to score the ball. So that means to score points, but points on the board. And it's honestly, like, it's amazing. It's just, like, I'm mind blown. It was just, wow. The offense is, it really is. It takes, honestly, it seems like it takes a lot of energy to score some points for the offense. Defense did great. Defense did do great. I had nothing against the defense, honestly. Nothing. They played their asses off. They did. It's just, offense is horrible. Offense is bad. And offense has got to step up. That's what I want to say. I want the offense to put at least 20 or more points up for the rest of the 9 games. For the rest of the season, just put 20 or more points up on the board. Look at this. Look at the offensive stats. It's just horrible. Look. They're last in rushing still. Only averaging 70 yards rushing. That's not cutting it in the league. 22nd in passing. They averaged 228 passing yards. So probably one of the worst offenses in the NFL. Defense, though, they've moved up. Their rush defense has improved a lot. They were ranked last because the people were just rushing all over them. But now they rank 26th in rushing. They only allow 130 yards rushing per game. And passing, they average 230. Opponents average 235 yards passing a game. And the Raiders are ranked 14th in pass defense, which is in the middle. Which is not good, not bad, but it's decent. But yeah. Look, I'm looking at the schedule right now, looking at the scores. First game against the Jets, 14. Second game against the Houston Texans, 14. Against New England, 9. Against Miami, 14. Then we get a bye week, and then all of a sudden against the Chargers, 28 points. Which is, oh, nice. But then the last two games, 13-13. You can't be scoring 13 points and expect to beat Seattle and Denver and San Diego and Kansas City. Yeah. Yeah. And people may say, oh, they have a rookie quarterback and he still needs to learn the defenses in the NFL, but really? Really? Derek Carr has shown that he's capable of playing in this league. He's just got to put the ball in the end zone. How can you say that, oh, he's still a rookie quarterback, but he's throwing passes like on the rest of the field, but when it gets to the red zone, or when it gets to, yeah, the red zone, he doesn't know how to put the ball in the end zone. He can put the ball in the end zone. He's just got to find a way to do it. He's got to find a way. He really, they've been really struggling to score some points. He's only thrown 9 touchdowns this year. 9 touchdowns in 8 games, in 7 games. That's got to start coming up. I would like to see at least 20, 25 by the end of the year, to be honest. And also, McFadden's got to start rushing. He's got to start putting, like, when it's first and goal or, yeah, opportunities. He's got to put the ball in the end zone, too. He's got to run the ball into the end zone, too. Yeah, but offense got to start because these teams coming up, it's one of the, like, we're going next three games, they're going against three of the best defenses in the, actually next four games, they're going against four of the best defenses in the league. You got Seattle. Seattle's defense. Let's look at Seattle. Seattle's defense ranked 10th in pass defense, 6th in rush defense. Wow. That's going to be tough to score on. And then you also got Denver, who just blew out San Diego and San Francisco in two games. And then you got San Diego again. You've shown you can score points against the San Diego defense. And then you got Kansas City, whose defense, not elite, but is a defense, decent defense. Another high that I've been seeing throughout the year is that this year's draft class, this year's draft class is actually performed well. They've got a lot of significant playing time, and they've made some big impacts. Khalil Mack, probably a big contender for Defensive Rookie of the Year. He's, you know, stepped up. He's played great throughout this year. He got off to a slow start in his first couple of games, but now you see he's putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Derek Carr, this is my bold statement. It might be a biased bold statement, but I'm going to say it right here. Derek Carr is a dark horse to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Yeah, he doesn't have the flashing numbers of touchdowns, but I feel like that's going to go up in these next nine games. I feel like he's going to start scoring some more points. Derek Carr he's actually played fantastic. He's played well as a rookie quarterback, first year, not expecting to start this year, and then they put him in. He's played great for the teams he's played. I honestly think he's done a great job. He's a dark horse to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Gabe Jackson, he's starting at offensive guard. He's done a good job. He hasn't allowed sack. He's been opening up holes for these running backs. Justin Ellis, for the limited time he plays, he's been stopping the run, that big body, as a defensive tackle. Who else? TJ Carey, he's been on the kick return team, and he's had to play time there at safety. He's been doing an okay job as a seventh round pick, so this whole draft class has been doing a great job. It's actually one of the best drafts Reggie McKenzie has. Talking about Reggie McKenzie, he's hoping things turn around fast because honestly, I think he's on the hot seat. I don't think he needs to start winning games to buy him one more year as general manager of the Oakland Raiders. I really do. He's got to start buying himself some wins to get one more year as general manager. Because this is not what we expected. No one expected 0-7. No one did. No one expected it. Yeah, it's just the draft class that he had this year, that McKenzie had this year, was honestly one of the best draft classes he has as the Raiders GM. But his free agent class has been disappointing, to say the least. Disappointing. Justin Tuck, he's only had two sacks. He's missed a couple games. Lamar Woodley's out for the year. Antonio Smith hasn't done a lot. I haven't seen a lot from him. Maurice Jones-Drew has been probably the biggest disappointment of them all. He hasn't really done anything. Like, we were supposed to have a 1-2 punch at running back, and obviously it's just been McFadden running. It's just been McFadden doing all the work, and Maurice Jones-Drew gets five touches and doesn't do anything with them. Yeah, he deserves more touches, but if he's not going to do anything with the ball, if he's not going to, like, run and do anything, then why give him the ball? James Jones has been a nice addition. James Jones. But other than James Jones, who really from our free agent class has done anything? Anything. Nothing. No one's done anything. So, I don't really know what to say anymore. It's just tired of losing. I want to win. I really do want to win. And hopefully that happens this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. But I bet we're big underdogs because, one, we're playing the Seattle Seahawks, who are the Super Bowl champions. And two, we're not playing them in Oakland where it's, you know, we have a better chance. We're playing them in Seattle where they've only lost one game in the last, I don't know, 2 years. So it's going to be tough, but we'll get into that next segment. So after this break, we'll talk about next week's game against the Seattle Seahawks. This is Raider Rage, and I am DJ Smooth, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Raider Rage. I am your host, DJ Smoove, and you're listening to Raider Rage on radio.dominican.edu. Quick announcement before we get back into the segment. Be sure to catch the Penguin Press Pass here Fridays at 12:30. It's your weekly news information about what's going on in the world. So Penguin Press Pass this Friday here on radio.dominican.edu. So let's get back into it. Next week's game, this Sunday, we got the Oakland Raiders at the Seattle Seahawks at 1:25 on CBS. And this is going to be a tough one. We're going into the Super Bowl. We're playing the Super Bowl champs in their home against the 12th man. And it's going to be a tough challenge. It's going to be a tough challenge. Honestly, their game's got to be perfect. There can't be no turnovers, no missed scoring opportunities, none of that. But it's not. If the Seahawks were playing the way they were playing last year, then I would be real worried. I would feel like we have no chance at all. None. But the Seahawks have been reeling lately. They've lost they lost two games before yesterday. They lost to the St. Louis Rams and the Dallas Cowboys. They won yesterday against Carolina, but that wasn't a convincing win. They won only 13-9. So they've been reeling. There's been reports out there that the Seahawks have a divided locker room. They're talking about that Lynch might not be moved by the trade deadline, but if the Seahawks can find another young running back, then he won't come back to the Seahawks. So there's problems up in Seattle. And because Seattle hasn't played the last three games, they haven't been playing great. One, I take it as, we have a shot. It's not a good shot, not a decent shot, but there's a shot there. There's a shot that the Raiders can pull out an upset. Probably be the biggest upset this year, but there's a shot that we can win this game. Two, I'm kind of deep down inside, I'm kind of a little scared, because how about all of a sudden the Seahawks just try to end all this madness and all this talk about how they're falling apart and just put one of their best games of the year and put 60 points on us? So that's why I don't know whether to be a little excited to see how we have a shot to win this game, or be a little scared and feel like they just might blow us out the water. So we'll see how it is coming up this week. But Raiders have a shot. They do. Raiders got to stop the run. Like, they got to do what they did yesterday, the defense, because Seattle is the second best rushing team in the NFL. So the Raiders got to, man up on the line, front seven, in the trenches, and they've got to stop the run. Marshawn Lynch is a big guy. He's not easy to take down, but they can't let them get big gains on the rush, on the rushing aspect. They got to keep Russell Wilson contained, because he can move. He has legs. He can run. He's quick out there. So he likes to run out of the pocket, make plays. So they got to contain Russell Wilson, keep him in the pocket, and have him beat you with his arm. Seattle's ranked 30th in passing. The Raiders have a good enough pass defense to guard, to cover these receivers. Seattle doesn't have the versatile threat in Percy Harvin anymore, because they traded him. Doug Baldwin for the Seahawks, he's not an elite receiver. They got also Jermaine Curse. He's not a really elite receiver either. So that's how Seattle wins games, by you know, controlling the ball and running the ball throughout the whole game successfully. So the Raiders got to just, you know, just got to key up on that. Just keeping Russell Wilson contained, because he's actually been running a lot lately and he's been gaining a lot of yards. I think against the Rams he had three rushes for like 100 yards or something like that. But, you know, let Russell Russell Wilson beat you with his arm. Let him. He's got to prove that he can also throw the ball. I'm not saying Russell Wilson's a bad quarterback, but he's a better runner than he is a passer. I think we can all agree to that. They like to run. Seattle likes to run the ball and pound the ball, hit you in the mouth. Their defense, probably one of the toughest defenses in the league. And that's on the offensive side of the ball for the Raiders. They got to protect Derek Carr and open up some holes for McFadden and Jones-Drew. The Raiders also got to run the ball. Yeah, I know they've been trying a lot lately to run the ball, but they got to do it more. They got to do it more. Try to start gaining some yards on the run, on the ground. Also, what I noticed from yesterday's game that Derek Carr likes to go. He's not afraid of any of these elite corners. Like yesterday, he wasn't afraid of Joe Hayden. Just Joe Hayden really did. He stepped up his game and played the way he was supposed to play. So I'm be intrigued to see if Derek Carr goes at Richard Sherman the same way he did Joe Hayden yesterday. That's going to be very intriguing. See if Derek Carr's scared of Richard Sherman or intimidated. I don't think he is. I honestly think he might challenge Richard Sherman 10 or 15 times next Sunday. So it's going to be interesting. And the Raiders got to get off to a fast start. Have to. And the Raiders have to. If they want to be competitive in this game, I feel like the Raiders got to have to score on their first drive. Have to. I'm not saying it has to be a touchdown, but a field goal's okay, but a touchdown would be better. But the Raiders have to score on their first drive. They have to get it to a fast start. They got off to a fast start yesterday, but they kind of stalled for that dumb, stupid play call of a fake field goal. But Raiders got to put points on the board on their first drive. Have to. If not, it's going to be a long day. Because the Raiders got to keep that crowd stimulated. They cannot let that crowd go crazy. Because the crowd plays a big factor in Seattle. They get loud. They break world records. So the Raiders got to keep. They got to keep it controlled. The Raiders got to keep it like their tempo. They got to control the crowd. Control the game. Control the clock. The Raiders got to control everything next week. Because there's some games where you can't, like on the road, where you don't control everything. And you still do good and you still pull out a victory. But here in Seattle against this team who's reeling, who's hearing the critics talk about how they're not the same team as they were last year, the Raiders got to control everything. Because Seattle might come out angry and just put 30 to 45 points on you and not even care that they're embarrassing you. So, Raiders have to get off to a fast start, run the ball well, control the possession, control the tempo, control the crowd, and play their style of a football. Hasn't been a good style this year, but play some good football. It's got to limit penalties and turnovers, penalties at wrong times where, like, you get a great play, but it has to come back because of a dumb penalty. And or if you're having a great drive like the Raiders did last year, but it ends in a turnover. Can't have that happen next week. Raiders got to play a perfect game. They got to play a perfect game tomorrow. Have to. I mean, not tomorrow, next week. Sorry. Yeah, but the Raiders got to play a perfect game next Sunday. Perfect. It's got to be picture perfect. They can't let Seattle run all over the field. Can't let Russell Wilson get out of the pocket and make plays with his feet. Got to keep him in the pocket. Keep him contained. Keep him, you know. Can't let Marshawn Lynch break tackles and stiff arm people. He's got to, they got to tackle. Once he can't get past the first tackle. Can't get past him. So it's going to be very, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this Sunday. But I honestly feel like the Raiders can pull off this upset. I really can. A lot of people might not, and I understand why they might not, but I can see, honestly, this being closer than what people expect. And I can see the Raiders pulling out a victory in Seattle. Because the Raiders haven't been playing bad. They've just made some bad mistakes in bad times. But it's been competitive. The last game since Sperano's taken over has been competitive. The most they've lost, the Raiders lost, the most points the Raiders lost by since Tony Sperano has taken over as head coach has been 11. And that was against the Cardinals, but that game was much closer than what the score implies. So it's a winnable game for the Raiders this Sunday. People might look at this game on paper and just say, wow, that's just, there's no contest there. But there honestly is, if you think about it. The Raiders have been playing better since their bye week for the last 3 weeks. And the last 3 weeks, Seattle has been reeling. The Seattle Seahawks have been not been playing to their potential. And the Raiders can take advantage of that this Sunday and pull off an upset victory and get their one first win of the year. And I can see that happening. So we'll see what happens. But again, the Raiders play the Seattle Seahawks at 125 on CBS. We're running out of time here. So hope to see you guys next Monday. And we'll talk about if the Raiders finally won their first game of the year or if it's different week, same story. So anyways, this is Raider Rage. I am DJ Smoove, your host. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you guys next Monday. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Have a great day, everybody.